A cable you wrote to Washington in January was leaked, which you reportedly said the Taliban safe havens in Pakistan were hindering any U.S. success in Afghanistan. Do you believe the U.S. should target Taliban leaders in Pakistan more?
Well, again, I'm not going to comment on a classified document or an alleged classified document that was leaked, but with respect to the safe havens, we have been clear in this government from the president on down that those safe havens in Pakistan present a real threat to Afghanistan and Afghan civilians, Afghan security forces, our security forces, and to Pakistan itself. So I would very much hope that as we work our way back to a more normal relationship with Pakistan, and as Afghanistan has taken steps, including President Karzai's visit last month to engage the Pakistani leadership, we will be able to come to some understandings that are going to reduce those safe havens and their potential to do damage to all three countries.
Can the U.S. succeed without these safe havens being closed down?
Well, we have seen a situation in Iraq when I was there, for example, in which anti-government Shia militias were receiving substantial support from Iran. Al-Qaeda was receiving substantial support from Syria. And yet the Iraqis, with our support, basically prevailed. So while the safe havens are, you know, certainly a problem and have cost a lot of lives, American, international, and Afghan, you know, we're a pretty formidable force. The Afghan National Security Forces are proving to be darn tough in the field. And no one wants to see the Taliban come back. So, you know, it's going to be tough. Again, I think the will of the Afghan people not to see their country re-Talibanized cannot be underestimated.
All right, Ambassador Ryan Crocker, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Jeff.